Hi, class. I am so excited to be joined by someone that I know and the daughter of the parent, Christine, that we talked with earlier. And her name is Vanessa, and she's with me today to talk about her brother, Alex. And so I'm going to let Vanessa introduce herself. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. So, yeah, I'm Vanessa. my little brother, he's 3 years younger than me. He's Alex, and he looks a lot older than me, so people think I'm the younger one. It's fine. But he's a sweetie.
He's so tall now. That's why.
He's so tall.
He's so tall. So, Vanessa, I know a little bit about you. You're in college now, and you live away from your family, right, at this point when you're in school. So tell us a little bit about your family and your brother and what it was like growing up. So you were the big sister. You still are.
Still am. I guess growing up, I worried a lot more about my brother than probably most siblings did.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to me, he was just my brother, and that's all I knew. Like, I only know, like, that type of sibling relationship. So even when it came down to people asking me questions about him and kind of asking why he was different, I didn't really, like, think he was, because that's all I knew. That's who Alex is. And I didn't really understand what autism was and, like, how he was different from other kids. I just thought, like, you know, that's Alex.
That's just him. Right?
Yeah. Even when it came down to college essay time, like, I had teachers tell me to write about him, and it felt like it was an invasion of his privacy.
Yeah.
And mine, because I didn't see anything. Not that it, like, he's not special, but I didn't see anything that I would want to write about, because, like, it's just how our relationship has always been, and that's what I knew.
And that's your thing.
It's our thing. It's, like, how we are. Like, we may not talk with each other, but I know when he wants to be, like, tickled, because he loves being tickled, or when he wants me to script back to him, and, like, that's how we work.
So I love that you just said that, because, you know, it's really about Alex as an individual. And I love the way you just talk about how that's just how it is. I mean, that's just him, right? And that there isn't really anything that's necessarily different between the two of you in terms of being a sibling, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you were growing up, and even now, you know, when people ask you, what are some of the things that you say?
I just kind of say he's nonverbal and he's autistic, because I think that's the nonverbal part is something that people don't really understand.
Yeah.
Even though he, like, does talk and he can talk, like, it's not how he, like, communicates a lot. Like, you really have to cue him to answer verbally.
Yeah. And so, so how do you communicate with him? So the tickles and all, you know him so well, right?
Yeah. Like, he'll motion towards things, or he'll say a script and you kind of, like, know what he wants from it or how he feels from it. And
so what is a script? So give me an example of that. Like, someone might not know what that is.
Right. So he really loves the show SpongeBob more than any.
Yes.
So he's upset, he'll say something from SpongeBob, like, knock it off, or if he's happy, he'll, like, I can't think of, like, a certain one.
But a phrase,
yeah. He uses, like, phrases from shows and stuff he's heard, or even stuff my mom says.
Right.
Like, if you say, aw, he'll go, it's so cute.
Oh, because, like, she says that.
Yeah.
Right.
The show's, aw, it's so cute. So that's kind of how he communicates. Those little phrases.
Do you find then, you know, what he's saying is pretty much, you know, you can tell, like you said, what he's feeling, but, like, just from using those phrases, he's learned a little bit about that. So he's using those words in the right places, would you say? Like, from like what we can understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially with quarantine, and at first he was very like upset about it.
Sure.
Yep. So he would use those kinds of phrases to show that he was frustrated.
Right. To express himself and you know, talk about something that was important to him, to everyone, right? That's great. Yeah. And so, you know, I was also wondering about, you know, sometimes, you know, and I think you hit upon it, about not making such a big deal about this, right? That it's not such a big deal. And, you know, it's not so different to have a brother who has some exceptionalities, right? Wow. Who has some differences, and because we all have differences. But, you know, if you think about... okay. If you think about, you know, some of the things that you might want people to know about people with autism, or growing up with someone, or interacting with someone with autism, what are some of the things that you would want people to know about?
Definitely that Alex and like kids like Alex are capable of so much more than everyone thinks they are. Because Alex will... He's such a smart kid. He knows how to get what he wants out of you.
Yeah.
And you don't think he does, but he will. He'll like, he knows how to get stuff out of people, or to like not act lazy, but like, I noticed it with like his school teachers.
Yes.
They don't challenge him enough.
Yeah.
And they let him get away with a lot more than we do.
Right.
Because... I don't know. Like, he's capable of so much. He's such a smart boy. He memorizes all these like scripts and information. I don't think he like forgets anything. And I think like that's like the biggest thing, is like he's capable of so much more than people think he is.
You know, I have to agree with you, Vanessa, so much, like 10 times, because you know, having been one of his teachers many years ago, I was just blown away with some of the things that he would come up with, you know, and just in his ability to memorize things and then, you know, write complete paragraphs about things that he was remembering. And we actually did some work together where he would write a sentence and then I would answer back to him and we would communicate that way. And it was like really neat to like get inside of his head a little bit and hear, you know, what his thoughts were. But I completely agree, because if you let him, you would be doing things for him that he's much more than, you know, capable of doing. So like around the house, what are some things that you think, like, you say, wait a minute.
Like, sometimes my parents will be like, oh, could you get Alex's pajamas? I'm like, Alex, like when I watch him and like, it's just me and him in the house, I make him like pick out his own pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's time to get ready for bed. Go to your room and pick out your pajamas. Like, that's something he could do by himself.
Right.
Like, or like picking out his clothes, like cooking simple things. Like, he could definitely make like a PB sandwich or something.
Yeah. That's great. And so I'm wondering too, like, as you grew up with him, you know, did you ever feel like that way? Like, you're the older sister. And so you're probably, you know, I mean, when you're the oldest, you're going through things the first time and you're kind of watching this little brother of yours. I mean, what did you think of him back then?
I used to drag him around with me. I used to like try to get him to do things with me.
I
think of him like kind of like a doll. Like, I think that's how most older siblings feel. Like,
you get
your little siblings to do things.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just try to get them involved in the things that you do. Do you find that your friends were welcoming? You know, when the friends that you hung out with and when you were in school. Were you and Alex ever in school together in the same school? I can't remember if you were or not.
A little bit in elementary school, but that's it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what was that like with when you had friends around, and how would you include him, or how would that work?
I actually had a problem where some girls were making fun of the way he was stimming.
Yep.
And at that time, like, I didn't have, like, I guess the social skills to, like, confront them, and I didn't know how.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I just didn't know how, and it kind of, like, it made me so upset, and I told a teacher, but I didn't know how to, like, say something to their face.
Right.
And that's something I, like, still, like, wish I did something about.
Well, right. I mean, it's hard, right? Because
it's hard. Like, when you're that young and you care, like, a lot about what people think of you, it's, mm-hmm. like, I just didn't know how to, like, confront people and, like, be like, that's not okay.
Right. And so for those who don't know what stimming is, what were some of the things that Alex would do, if you feel comfortable sharing that, like something, like some simple examples of some things that he might have done?
He would jump a lot and like flick his hands out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's his main one.
Yeah.
He just jumps,
yep.
and he flicks his hands out. And sometimes he like makes his like noises.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, he just does it when he's excited,
mm-hmm.
or upset.
So to show emotion, right? I mean, that's yeah. what I'm hearing you say. And I'm wondering about, you know, I know you've gone on some really awesome family trips, and one particular place that he absolutely loves. And so maybe you can tell us a little bit about Disney, when you go to Disney, and what happens on the rides and all of that. What does he do?
He loves the rides, and he loves Disney. Like, he'll walk in, he'll start jumping and shaking his hands and, like, looking all around and start walking faster because he likes to, like, walk very leisurely. But that's the one time he walks so fast you can't keep up with him, and he wants to ride every ride, but he'll get mad when there's lines or, like, people in the way.
Yeah.
And he gets tired, so then...
And so I remember him watching videos of rides. You know, watching him, you know, just kind of like someone who had taken a video of the ride, and he would watch that, you know, almost like just getting ready to go, you know, on his iPad, which I found to be a great way for him to experience it before he did. And so, you know, I love the fact that, you know, there's so much to him about, you know, just the things that you notice as a sibling, you know, and you mentioned about other people and things that they may have said and not really knowing what to do. But I think you did the right thing at that time, right? You told someone else and, you know, you did a great job with that. I mean, you can only, you know, do what you know how to do at that time. And so thinking about that experience now, what would you do? You know, now you're 20 years old, you're in college, you know, how do you think that would be different now?
I would 100% say to them, like, even if it wasn't my brother, I would say, like, that child has, like, a disability and you're making fun of someone for, like, who they are and how they are.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand how that is hurtful?
Right. Yeah. And that's a huge thing. I mean, I wish that more people understood it to that extent, you know, and I think that you've had, I mean, this beautiful experience with your brother and understanding that from that point of view. And when you think about Alex and how far he's come, and I was talking to your mom about that, you know, just from the beginning and now he's grown up and thinking about, like, where will he work and, you know, all of these awesome things. You know, how do you feel about his future with your future? You know, how do you see yourself growing with Alex and with him in your life?
I do, as someone who's, like, not, like, always, like, right next to him, like, I go to school, like, 3 hours away. Like, it's scary.
Yeah.
Like, not scary, but, like, it's, like, a weird feeling not seeing him every day. And, like, if it's his birthday, like, I get, like, really sad when I'm at school. It's just, it's weird thinking about, like, not being with him, like, so close to him. And I think that's something when I think about the future is, like, me being near Alex.
Yeah.
Like I want him, like, close to me.
Sure. Yeah. And to be able to have that, continue that strong relationship that you have.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a really important part, you know. And when you think about Alex and you think about, you know, the special place he has in your family and your sibling, you know, what do you hope and dream for him? What do you really hope happens?
I really hope that he gets to have independence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's the best part about growing up is being able to do stuff without anyone telling you what to do or telling you when to go to bed.
Yes.
And I just really hope that one day he gets more gradual, like, independence, like no one, like being able to like decide when he wants to go to bed or when he wants to eat or what he wants to wear.
Yeah.
Or where he wants to go for the day. Like, I hope he gets more independence.
Like anyone else, right? And
like
you,
anyone else, yeah.
Yeah, and you felt that. So that's so great that you have, you know, a couple of years on him. So you've been experiencing these things. And, you know, I'm wondering about what you think. And like, I'm just thinking about you when you're with him by yourself at home and letting him do things like making his own sandwich and picking up his own things and getting his own pajamas. You know, I'm wondering what you think teachers would do or could do to help Alex become more independent as a learner, as an individual, you know, because, you know, Mom was talking about some of the employment things, but, you know, what could teachers do to help him, do you think, from your perspective?
I think definitely, like, just see how much he could do on his own and, like, step in when he gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's very easy to just do things for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're just more patient and, like, it might take him longer, but he could do it on his own.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't have that patience to just wait it out and, like,
mm-hmm.
they, like, no, you could do it. Like, you've done this. You are, like, capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm. I remember thinking back to a time when he was working on being more independent, getting on the bus.
Yeah.
And I remember I happened to have bus duty that day that his special educator was working on that with him. You remember Mrs. Rose. And you know, and they were real, everyone was really like waiting to see if he was going to, you know, be able to do it. And they had rehearsed it and they had done all these things. And there he went right out the door. It was awesome. Yeah. And I still to this day remember looking around at all of the people, you know, the teachers, and everyone's like, yay, you know, he did it. He walked right out because he had done, you know, he had worked with a buddy, you know, they had done that, working with a buddy. First it was his para, then it was a buddy, and then it was just him. And what an amazing thing to watch, that bit of, you know, independence for him. It was actually a huge step, because then you knew he could do it, right? You know, we helped him, and then he just did it. So, you know, I'm hoping that, and I know Mom was talking about, you know, different things that he's working on that have really been like that, you know, able to kind of take that for, you know, those practices and those rehearsals to kind of get something going, like his language, for example, and learning those things. So you communicate to him in what is the most typical way?
I guess, like when we're out, in, because sometimes me and him will go to Newport Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
So
he must love that with you, just being with you.
Yeah. I don't force him to do, like, anything, so I think he likes it, because I get that he's a teenager. Like, he's such a teenager right now. He just wants to be alone and do his thing. So I kind of let him be alone and do his thing. But when we go to Newport Creamery or something, like, I'll write down the options on a paper, and he'll circle it or he'll point to it. And, like, stuff like that has been pretty, like, good for us. Or, like, just guessing some stuff. He's been, like, his language has improved so much. Like, it's amazing.
So great. It's great that you have that opportunity to drive him to Newport Creamery and be with him and, like, you know, help him with his choices. And then you're spending this great time with him, you know?
He's such a fun buddy to hang out with.
I love that he's a teenager and that you're just letting him be a teenager, because why wouldn't you? Of course.
Exactly. Like, he's not a baby anymore.
No, he's not.
He's independent.
Of course. Of course. And finding ways to figure out how to build that. And it sounds like you're doing that as his big sister. And, you know, you've done that all along, it sounds like. But, you know, even now you understand what it's like to be growing up and as a teenager and wanting your independence and helping him through that. That's an amazing gift that you're giving him, you know, just being a sibling, just being the best sister you can be.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. I love it. So, you know, and really I wanted to talk to you, Vanessa, just because I think sometimes, you know, the siblings of you know, individuals who are on the autism spectrum or family members have a completely different perspective, right, about them. And it's really important for a teacher to understand the dynamics, right, of how your house works and how he is at home and what kinds of ways we can help him. So it's important for everyone to know that, like, how to help him the best way in school with some of the things that you're doing, right, as his sister, and what your hopes are for him, you know. And so he's still in high school as we speak, right? He's still, you know, he's still a high schooler. So he's got a couple more years, you know. What are you hoping that he's able to do in these years coming up?
I hope that he'll be able to, like, go to a store, pick out what he wants, and be able to just kind of tell me what he wants to do.
Right.
Because, like, when it's just me and him, especially, like, when my parents aren't around, we'll go to places. And I guess that's, like, something he doesn't, like, get to do a lot, but not used to. Like, just, like, being like, this is where I want to go. This is what I want.
Yeah.
So, I hope, like, one day, like, I'll be able to just, like, take him to Five Below, and he'll get to pick out whatever he wants, like, unprompted, and be able to, like, go to a cash register, like, hand them money.
Yeah.
Like day-to-day, like, regular stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, back to the independence piece, because that's really what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And wanting that for him. So is there anything else that you can think of, you know, when you think about your brother and growing up with Alex, that you would want people to know or understand about him or your relationship?
I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard to think of, right?
Yeah. I don't, like, it really is. I guess just that, like, I know there's, like, many things, but, like, it's all, like,
in your head. I know, because it's not, you don't think about it all the time. It's just natural, right? It's just something that you just do. So, you know, probably not many people have asked you about that.
Right? No.
And, you know, why am I asking? I'm thinking because I would just like to know, you know, how you feel about that. And I love what you've shared so far. You know, and I love the independence building, and I love the idea, excuse me, about, you know, your relationship being like, that's what you know, that's your sibling, you know, like, you know, and reflecting back on times that maybe someone didn't understand, and now thinking about what you would do if that happened again, you know, and then your hopes and dreams for him, which I love.
I guess, like, one thing I don't understand is when I tell people, like, oh, my brother has autism, he's nonverbal, and then they say sorry, like, Alex is who he is, and, like, that's what makes him amazing, like, this is this Alex, like, it's not a bad thing that he has autism, like, don't say, like, sorry, like, I get that it might be like, it makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That was
like, unless it comes up, it's not really something I talk about, even though I'm like very proud of him.
Yes. Yep.
But it makes people uncomfortable to like have that conversation, which I never really understood.
Yeah. Right. I that's an amazing thing to say, really, you know, like that being sorry for him is not something that, you know, you would even, you know, think about. And I love the way you describe him, because you just, I mean, it just is such a beautiful thing, Vanessa, because I know your family and I know Alex, and he is absolutely amazing. And so there is nothing to be sorry about, right? I mean, it's just a wonderful gift that he has given all of us who've been touched by him. And I am so happy that you were able to talk a little bit about him and really, you know, tell us some details about what you're hoping for him and how your relationship is.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate your time. And I'm sure we'll talk in the future about everything that's going on with Alex and with you. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me.
You're welcome.